Next item, please.
Item 1352, ratify a collective bargaining agreement between the City and District Council of Trade Unions relating to the terms and conditions of employment of represented employees in the bargaining unit.
Colleagues, Commissioner Udaly is unable to attend today's council session. Her failure to participate in today's session would jeopardize the public interest. That's fine. What I'm reading isn't something of my own concoction. This is PCC 3.02.25, attendance by electronic communication, so I'm required to read this. Commissioner Udaly is unable to attend today's council session. Her failure to participate in today's council session would jeopardize the public interest, health, safety, or welfare. Therefore, unless there's an objection by any member of the council, Commissioner Udaly is participating in today's hearing by teleconference for agenda item 1352. Is there any objection? None. Good. Commissioner Saltzman was provided the opportunity to appear by teleconference or other electronic communication. He was unable to participate. Hearing no objection, Carla, please have Commissioner Udaly participate by teleconference, which I believe she already is doing, correct?
Commissioner, are you on the line?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Hello, Commissioner.
I guess her sound isn't really great, but...
Okay.
She may not be as communicative today as she wants to be.
Yeah, no, there she is. There she is by photo. Colleagues, the parties began their work last October and through a collective effort reached an agreement which benefits the city and the employees covered by the contract. I want to thank the city's bargaining team and the union for coming together to bring this to a successful completion. The hard work paid off and made sure that both the workers of our city and financial sustainability were both protected. I also want to thank the union for working with us to bring language in to expand equity for our workers and for working collaboratively to get to better solutions. The city secured several important changes, among them the adoption of its wellness health insurance, which incentivizes employees to have a preventative medical examination at least every other year, a change in the promotion language, which will reduce barriers to equity in our workforce, the addition of recruitment incentives so the city is better able to compete for qualified, experienced employees. The union secured several improvements and enhancements for its members, a cost of living adjustment of between 1 and 5% on July 1st of the next 3 years, wage adjustments for selected classifications, early wage increases for police administrative classifications retroactive to July 1st, 2015, and a 1.65% increase to all other DCTU classifications, those classifications that are not already receiving market or equity wage adjustments. Thank you for being here and welcome.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioners, for allowing us to present.
Yes, Mayor, there's something I want to bring up.
Excuse me, you are out of order, and if you disrupt, you're going to be asked to leave. I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. This is, excuse me, this is not your living room. This is a business environment.
And another one was, I'm leaving right now. And another one was given the order not to.
Welcome to City Council.
What do you have to say about that?
I have to say goodbye. Thank you for playing. Good afternoon. Welcome. Sorry for that brief interruption.
No problem.
Harassment and intimidation in the city of Portland.
Excuse me. This is a violation of council rules, and you're going to have to leave. No, you're going to have to leave.
By your Portland police officer. An impromptu interview on the public.
Happens whenever Rob Wheaton is before us.
Seeing a stalking order against me as an individual.
To go.
As somebody who is poor, without employment...
This is not your chamber, sir. You need to leave. You're in violation of council rules.
$150,000 bail, as if the Eighth Amendment has never been heard of in this city.
Sir, if you do not leave, you're going to be arrested for trespassing.
And I will continue to act as the independent police review.
Well, that's exciting. Sorry.
Didn't see that one coming.
I did not. Please continue.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for allowing us to come and talk about the DCTU new contract. For the record, I'm Cyrilda Summers-McGee, and I am the Bureau of Human Resources HR or Director. Joining me also is John Udo, who was the Chief Negotiator on this contract, as well as Rob Wheaton, who is the Council Representative for AFSCME. I'd like to start by thanking Anna Kenwick, who just recently retired as our HR director. She played a huge role in bringing this contract to conclusion and was an invaluable resource to the city during that time. So we were incredibly grateful that she was here for that process. And I'd also like to share just a little bit of information about myself as your new HR director as it relates to labor. I grew up in Michigan, and my family were all members of the union. We worked in the factories for Ford and GM most of my life. We had a really sound livelihood because we were members of the union. And so the union played a huge role in my life. I used to be a part of the union as a summer laborer in the factories and foundries in Michigan, and I've also had longstanding relationships with the union in Oregon since I've been here. I worked with them at Kaiser Permanente, at the Oregon Department of Education, as well as at Prosper Portland before I came over to the city, where I had wonderful relationships with all of those stakeholders. So with that being said, I want to transition really quickly to talk about what our future goal is, the Bureau of Human Resources, as it relates to our relationship with the union. We want to establish and build a sustainable relationship with them that is based on being mutually respectful of one another and hearing each other out. And so I've shared that with the labor team, and it's also just a major priority in my life, and I believe it's a major priority for the city. So I wanted to make sure I shared that with you all today. So John Udo is going to share a few highlights from the contract that where he was the chief negotiator, and then we're going to transition to wrapping up to a vote.
Jonathan Uto, Labor Relations Human Resources, representing the DCTU Collective Bargaining Agreement. It's a three-year contract that continues to provide a competitive total compensation package, which includes wages, benefits, and retirement security. It targets labor dollars that best supports the recruitment and retention of a highly skilled workforce. It meets the city's wellness program goals. It removes language that was seen as an equity barrier, and it reduces administrative burdens, freeing up resources that can be reinvested into the bargaining unit. So, and I'm here if you have any questions.
That was the most succinct statement of a contract I've ever heard, John.
This is why John is here. He's masterful at this. So we also want to thank the District of Council Trade and Unions for their willingness to collaborate and compromise with the city throughout this process. We each side made concessions, but we think that we got to a really beautiful bargaining agreement. We specifically like to thank Rob Wheaton to my left, and he'll have an opportunity to share some thoughts. Donna Hammond with IBEW, and Pat Christensen, who represents the Plumbers and Fitters Union just behind us here, for working tirelessly to get us to a conclusion on this contract. So with that being said, may I pass the baton over to Rob?
Thank you. Overall, we're very happy with the agreement. There's always a few little things that we need to do. We feel like we left behind, but nevertheless, we feel like we've got a very decent agreement this time. Really appreciate the help on part of John and HR, and as well as City Council in reaching that agreement.
Can I make a request? Because I know we have some union presidents and leadership here. Mayor, could we have them just acknowledged and identified and ask them to stand? So, you know, Rob Martineau is here. Could you stand? Rob is the president of Local 189. Ask me. Who else is here?
I don't see anyone else here. Oh, besides Pat Christensen, of course, who we previously acknowledged.
You took the time to come. Thank you very
Gentlemen,
much.
Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
So that concludes our presentation. Do you have any questions for us?
Any questions, colleagues? Is there anybody signed up for public testimony?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, welcome, Director Summers-McGee. I appreciate that you were able to come in and close this out. It's not usually, it's often like that at the beginning. But not always. So don't take it personally.
I won't.
These were very difficult negotiations, I think that needs to be said. I'm thankful that an agreement was reached and we did avoid the potential strike. I'm very glad that the members of the unions have ratified the agreements and for the leadership for recommending ratification. The city's wellness plan now has, I believe, for all the unions, for all employees, an incentive for employees to get a primary healthcare provider and see that person at least once every 2 years. And I want to take this opportunity to remind any city employees who may be watching that deadline for having that wellness check is coming up. There are still some workplace appointments available, and our goal on the council is to encourage every single city employee to continue receiving 95% coverage of their benefits by having that wellness check. Working together, we can both have healthier employees and decrease the cost to the taxpayers. And that's, I think, what everybody wants. This is an expensive contract. There are some important changes that do advance equity, as John mentioned, and control those healthcare costs. I personally was disappointed that the longevity increases that have been proposed by the city were changed into an across-the-board increase. As somebody who's still a member of the Oregon Nurses Association, I received step increases for the entire 22 years that I worked at OHSU, and I would have done had I stayed there. And I think it's important that we show financially that we value employees who don't want to advance into management, who want to just be really, really good at doing the job that they do. And it shouldn't just be cost of living increases as soon as you top out at the maximum schedule for that. So I know there's also a lot more conversations to be had. I'm particularly happy to see the increased pay for police sports specialists. Thank you, Rob Wheaton, for highlighting that, I think, in two successive budgets. And that is a beginning of equity for one of the female-dominated positions in the city, and there's many more that needs to come. Thank you, as was mentioned, to Director Anna Kenwit, who taught me a lot over the 9 years that I've been here and who did the lion's share of the work on this agreement. I know that the unions would say didn't always agree with her, but you always knew where she was coming from, and I think that's a really important attribute as the city is engaging in bargaining, that everybody is up front and that there are no hidden agendas. Thank you, Jarell Geddes, who was just in the back there. Sorry. Jarell Geddes. And the mayor's office, who also helped reach the final agreement. Finally, thanks to Tim Crail on my staff. He's now my chief of staff, but for 9 years, he's also been my labor liaison and will continue to be so. So all the union members know that if you need to talk to me, I understand how the Bureau of Human Resources is designated by code and charter to be the city's bargaining entity. I also know that sometimes listening and understanding the concerns can, and helping to translate those from one side to the other, whichever way it might go, is an appropriate role for me as a city commissioner, and one that I will be honoured to continue to do. Thank you very much, everybody. Aye.
Fish.
Well, first of all, congratulations to the parties, to the city's bargaining team, and to our district council trade unions. Congratulations for reaching a deal. There was a lot of hard bargaining on both sides, but this is a fair deal and one that I am going to enthusiastically support. We have a new HR director. We have a new contract. We have a new mayor. And we are starting today to begin to lay the groundwork for the next contract. And I think I appreciate the comments that we've heard so far about the spirit in which we are going to enter into these new discussions, new negotiations. This is a perilous time to be in both public service and to be a public employee. We don't have to belabor that. In D.C., in the courts, in states like Wisconsin, this is a very difficult time to be a public employee. I'm proud to live in a city, however, that has set a standard for how we treat the public servants that work for us. We have, by policy, mandated strict neutrality in any organizing campaign. We have been in the vanguard of using card check as a way of allowing people to express their preferences. And I think if you look overall at the city and compare us to other local governments, we probably have a pretty good track record in terms of the number of grievances and arbitrations and ULPs that are pending, and it varies by bureau. But I will tell you, in the utilities, we have very few because there's a lot of problem solving going on. This contract required a lot of work at the end and a lot of stretching and a lot of creative thinking. So again, thanks to all of our partners. Mayor, you played a role at the end to bring this together, and I want to thank you for doing it. This has been your first year, a significant accomplishment. I want to thank on my team, Sonia Schmansky, who is my chief of staff and my labor liaison, and who spends a lot of time with our labor partners talking about current issues and how we can get them right. We don't always agree, but we have an open door policy, and I think that has produced a lot of good. You know, this took a long time to get here, and yet I sort of jokingly said earlier that tomorrow we begin to prepare the ground for the next collective bargaining agreement. In fact, the duty to bargain is not limited to a contract or a contractual period of time. A duty of bargain extends to every day of every work day of every day of every year. And I want us to continue to work towards what we aspire to be, which is an employer of choice, a place where people want to come work, and a place where we treat our employees fairly and where we provide great services to the people we represent. So thank you all for a job well done. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'll just extend my thanks. Thanks to the Bureau of Human Resources. Thank you to the labor negotiations team. Thank you to DCTU and your bargaining team, Rob and Rob. It was good work that was done together, and we had lots and lots of conversations, some of them dynamic, all of them important. And so I'm very appreciative for the work that we did, and I'm appreciative of the time that we spent together. I'm appreciative of my colleagues. None of this gets done in a vacuum, and all of us had the opportunity to be heard and have a say and consider ideas and options. And I want to thank the DCTU bargaining team for flexibility and working with us to ultimately get to where we all wanted to be, which was in agreement. And this was a hard-fought agreement all around, and I think it is a fair agreement. And all of us had to bend a little bit. All of us had to compromise. All of us had to give something to get to where we are today. But ultimately, I think it is in the best interest of our employees, and it is in the best interest of the community that we serve. So thank you all very, very much for sticking to this, even through the more challenging times. Thank you. And thank you at large to all of our employees. You are appreciated, and I hope that our coming together on this contract is tangible evidence that you are appreciated. Thank you. I vote aye. The ordinance is accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We should note that Commissioner Udaly will be disconnecting.
Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. We appreciate it. Next item, please.